أم المؤمنين سيدتنا عائشة الصديقة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she mentions an account and she says that we know that the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, he would many nights, he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a long, long time. And to such an extent that at times the blessed feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would even swell up due to the extent of the qiyams of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. One Sayyida Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she addresses the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam and states that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, you're the Messenger of Allah. You're already forgiven, you're already guaranteed Allah. Jannah. Why do you go through so much difficulties? Why do you go through so much pain? And why do you put yourself through so much hardship when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already blessed you with such a high status? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in return a very beautiful answer. If me and you, if the listeners of Madrin channel, if all of us ponder upon this statement of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we think about this statement of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala, without doubt, we will start doing shukr as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states that should I not become amongst those who are grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even after being given everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he still says, shall I not be amongst those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the level of shukr of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.